welcome to Comic Talk Today for Friday, May 18th, 2018. And there is something that I want to talk about. The CW has a Batwoman problem. I never thought I would say this. It's crazy, but apparently it's true. It seems like today, by the time that I'm recording this, Stephen Amell got up on stage and was talking about the future of the Arrowverse and presented an image of the next crossover for the CW superhero TV shows, and it looks like it's going to have Batwoman in it. In fact, while they didn't show an image of Batwoman, they didn't say who the actress playing Batwoman will be, they did show the Batwoman logo in the background for this event. Now, the crossover is going to take place in the fall like it always does. I think they said around December is when it's going to be coming out. And I got to say what you will about the CW shows, I think they're really fantastic and doing creative stuff with the comic book characters. In particular, Legends of Tomorrow, which I absolutely adore. It's super cheesy, but it's incredibly fun to watch. So when I saw this announcement about Batwoman, I was a little taken aback, to say the least, because I wasn't really expecting that Batman, or at least the Batman family, would actually be put into these TV shows. Now, for those of you that watched the show, you may remember in season 6, I think it was episode 2 or 3, Oliver did do our press conference in which he referenced Gotham City, and he referenced that other Playboy, talking about Bruce Wayne. And there was like a whole back and forth fun thing on Twitter between the Arrow TV show Twitter account and the Gotham show Twitter account, which, by the way, I love Gotham as well. And I'm glad it was renewed for one more season, even if it's the last one. And I want to talk about that a little bit further into the episode. But Batwoman and CW, I never would have thought it. And I think that the way that they've expanded the universe has been pretty interesting, because by having Supergirl come into the universe, they have allowed for new types of stories that they couldn't have told with just having Green Arrow, Flash, and the Legends character. Obviously, there's a lot they can do with just the Flash himself because of his abilities. They can do like Flashpoint. They did that Crisis on Infinite Earths kind of thing. Was it like 2 years ago? And that was pretty fun. But Batwoman, what could this mean for the Arrowverse going forward? And I have some ideas, of course. But first, I want to talk about the major problem with bringing in Batwoman into the Arrowverse is. I'm going to try to make this not a discussion about Batman, because Batman is not what's being brought in. Just like when they brought Supergirl in, there is Superman in this universe, but he's not a major player. Supergirl is the Superman character in this universe. Even though, technically, according to the Arrowverse, she's not part of Earth 1, she's in a different Earth, and that's fine. That allows him some kind of freedom, and it also kind of explained why the first season of Supergirl was not on CW, it was over at CBS. So I'm totally cool with that. Not a problem. But they're still able to crisscross those characters. My initial problem with Batwoman being in this TV show is, of course, one of the central villains that have inspired multiple seasons and introduced many, many characters into the Arrowverse. And that is with season 3, when Ra's al Ghul became a big part of the show. And listen, for all you young folks that say Ra's al Ghul or whatever you young kids say, look, when I was back in my day, we didn't have TV shows to tell us how characters were pronounced. So we said Ra's. So I'll continue saying Ra's for the rest of this episode. Having Ra's on there was really interesting, and I think it brought in a new layer to the Arrowverse itself. It allowed that TV show to tell some fresh stories and bring in a very interesting story from the comic books. Of course, not only do you have Ra's, but you have the League of Assassins, you have Talia al Ghul, all characters which I really love. Talia is, to me, Batman's one true love. I know he's getting married to Catwoman in the comics, that's fine, but to me, Talia is where it's at. Now, in that season, and then in subsequent seasons, we did kind of get a retelling of the Batman-Ra's-Talia relationship, but with Green Arrow taking Batman's place. And I thought overall it was pretty well done. There were some faults with the season, but it's not what I want to talk about. The problem is, by having Roz choose Green Arrow as his heir, it kind of put aside all the stories that we know about Batman being chosen as Roz's heir. Why he became involved with Talia and had a relationship, eventually giving birth to Damian Wayne, who's the current Robin. So I had to think about all that stuff, because it can get a little bit complicated. Now, it could be explained away in the TV show fairly quickly and easily. Now, the problem is, they have never, ever mentioned Batman or Bruce Wayne in any of these shows. So that seems a little odd if they try to explain it away. But then again, it's very possible that in this universe, Batman didn't exist. That whole thing with Batman never happened between Batman and Roz and Talia. Very possible. Because I think what people often forget is these TV shows are not pulling storylines from the comics completely. They're taking elements of different stories, sometimes combining them to create something new. And that's one reason why I enjoy these shows and why I even enjoy a show like Gotham, which I understand people have problems with Gotham. I know Aaron Bell, host of the Absolute DC podcast, he has major problems with Gotham, in particular, the way that the Joker is being treated. But the thing is, that's not really the Joker. In fact, they're never going to use the Joker moniker. They've already said that. So I understand why Aaron's a little upset with that, because you cannot have the Joker without having a Batman. And in that show, there is no Batman. Now with Arrow, how are we going to get rid of all that stuff? Can they say, hey, the reason that Roz was so adamant about getting Ollie to take over the reign is that he couldn't do that with Bruce? It's very possible. Very possible. And they could, interestingly enough, tie that somehow indirectly into the whole thing with young Bruce Wayne and Ra's al Ghul in the Gotham TV show. Even though it's a separate TV universe, a separate show with a different timeline, and it takes place in a different network, I think that could be tied in. And that could be an interesting way of doing it, whereas Bruce did have a run-in with Ra's al Ghul, but he was much younger, and therefore maybe never had a relationship with Talia. Very possible. But then again, the more I think about this, the more I feel like I shouldn't even be worrying about that aspect of the TV show, because nowhere did they say that Batman is going to be on the show. What they're saying is that Batwoman will be on the show. And surely they can use her as a Batman analog, just like they use Supergirl as a Superman analog. You know, when we had the Crisis storyline, they pretty much pulled, oh God, what Earth was it? I want to say like Earth 8 or Earth 9. The storyline in which Kal-El crash lands into Nazi Germany instead of the US and becomes, what was his name? Overlord, I think it was. Overman, instead of becoming Superman. And that's kind of what they took when they did Crisis. They had Overgirl, who was involved in Nazi Germany and the Nazis had taken over the world. Very similar storylines, but they easily replaced a new character to take that spot of Superman. Now, I don't know why it is that they can't use Superman or Batman. There must be some kind of legal issue, I'm assuming. But I think the way that it's been played off with Supergirl has worked out very well. And they could easily do that with Batwoman. Now, they haven't announced a Batwoman TV show. All they're saying is Batwoman will be in this next major crossover event. So I had to think a little bit about in what way would it make sense for the Arrowverse to introduce Gotham City and Batwoman. And I had to think back a little bit for like Identity Crisis or Crisis on Infinite Earths, things like that. Try to think about some of these alternate Earths that we've had over the years. And there were a couple that seemed pretty interesting and plausible. One was Earth 11, which is an Earth in which the Amazons kind of decide that they're going to take over the world. Well, that's not the proper way of saying it. It's like in Black Panther, how Wakanda decides they're going to share their technology with the world and make it a better place. It's sort of like that, but with the Amazons. And so as a result, the majority of superheroes are females because they feel empowered to take these leading roles. That could be an interesting way of doing it. The problem is, I think that may alienate some folks if it becomes too much about girl power. And I think already all of the CW shows do a really good job at presenting strong female characters. Some shows better than others, I think, but they all do a pretty good job at doing that. Now, another Earth that I really like is Earth 38, which is pretty much identical to our Earth, where, you know, Superman still came out in 38, Batman still came out in 39. You know, the heroes age the same, the relationships are very similar. Except in this Earth, because the heroes age in real time, unlike what we see where, you know, Batman's been in his 30s or 40s for pretty much the past 80 years. In this timeline, they age appropriately. So if he came out in 39, then, you know, by now he would be like 100 years old. And of course, he's retired and somebody would have to take over the role of being Batman. And that could be one way of doing it. You know, like I said, Supergirl is in a different Earth than Arrow is. Flash has played around a lot with the multiverse and they've had villains coming in from different Earths. So it's very possible they could do that. And while I like those two Earths as possibilities to make this work, I think what would make it work the best is actually not even trying to find some kind of loophole in this multiverse thing. Because by now, it almost feels to me like the multiverse has been used so much in these CW shows that it would kind of not make it special. But you know what would make it special? Is if this actually just takes place in Earth 1. What if the Batwoman that we're going to see is from Green Arrow's Earth? I think that would be interesting because not only does it tie back to Oliver referencing Bruce Wayne in that episode, but there is actually comic book precedent for this storyline to take place. So I don't know for anyone listening how familiar you all are with Batman history, but Batwoman's got a very interesting history. There's been a couple different Batwomen with different origin stories, of course. The original one was kind of brought in as a love interest for Bruce Wayne during the 50s. Now, if you're familiar with comic book history, there was that book that came out. What was it called? The Seduction of the Innocent, which pretty much said that Batman and Robin were gay together. And, you know, parents shouldn't let their kids read it because then it's going to turn their kids gay, which, of course, is extremely ludicrous. But as a result, DC decided they were going to expand the Bat family. And this is when we start getting a bunch of different characters over these next few years. And one of the first ones was Batwoman, who was brought in as a love interest. Now, why she had to be brought in when there were already plenty of love interests by the 50s, I'm not quite sure. You know, in fact, you know, Catwoman has been a love interest since 1940, so they could have easily done that. I understand they want to try to get rid of that image. So she was brought in, and in fact, I reread this issue right before I started recording this episode. It's Detective Comics 233, and it is incredibly sexist. All of Batwoman's gadgets are women's things turned into weapons. You know, like instead of having a gas bomb, she has her little makeup poof and she like throws powder dust at criminals to kind of confuse them. She's got her makeup mirror that she uses as a weapon to blind criminals, those kind of things. But even through that, it was still pretty interesting. Over the years, DC decided that they were going to try different things. And that's when Batgirl, for example, came in. And Batgirl ended up being much more popular than Batwoman was. And eventually, in the 70s, Batwoman was killed off. Interestingly enough, the way that Batwoman was killed was by the League of Assassins. Which I know the League hasn't really played a role in the Arrowverse for quite some time. You know, Ra's is dead. Talia and Ali are kind of in good terms, I guess. The League is pretty much non-existent anymore. But it would be an interesting callback to have some kind of history between Batwoman, Ra's, and the League of Assassins. It would sort of play along with the Supergirl-Superman analog, where we have the Batwoman-Batman analog. And it could easily be put into continuity because of this history that Batwoman has with the League of Assassins. I think that would be really interesting. Another way that this could be brought in too is the Earth 2 Batwoman that came out in the 80s, early 80s, The reason she became Batwoman was because Bruce retired from being Batman to, wait for it, you know how we often talk about cycles in comics? Here's a cycle for you. She became Batwoman because Bruce retired so he can marry Catwoman. Now, how interesting and convenient and opportune is that? Because now we're about to have that in the comics, so what perfect way to call back to that than to have Batwoman take the role, the mantle of being the head bat person? And it's not like we haven't seen that in the comics either, right? We saw that in Detective like a few years ago. They did that. Obviously, Batwoman's been in Detective Comics Rebirth since that was relaunched. How long ago was that? 2016? So it makes perfect sense that she would take one of the leading roles. And I like that. I personally like Kathy Kane. I think oftentimes people have, they get angry about Batwoman. Because I think when DC tried to do the lesbian vampire Batwoman, what was her name? Kate Kane of the mid-2000s, it did not sit well with a lot of fans. But I guarantee you, if you go back and read some of those 50s and 60s Batwoman stories, she's a really cool character. And you will grow to like her a lot more than I think what DC did during that era, like New 52-ish era. Of course, I do like Batwoman now. I like that they've kind of mixed the Silver Age and Modern Age stuff a little bit together to make this new character who is kind of more like the original in some ways. I don't know. Maybe that's not a fair statement. Anyways, you can reach me at GeekVine on Twitter and let me know why I'm wrong. But I'm excited for this. I think this could be really interesting, and I think it could definitely breathe some new life into the Arrowverse. You know, Flash has been really good, but it does suffer from repetitive villains at times. Legends of Tomorrow, I think, has just been fantastic the whole time, so I don't have anything bad to say about it. But I think the one that's suffered the most, to me, is Arrow. In fact, I've only seen like 3 episodes of this season, and I was kind of tuning out, so I quit watching it. But I know that the season ended yesterday or today, and I'm hearing good things about the finale, so maybe I'll go in and catch up on the latest season of Arrow once it comes on Netflix, which will probably be like next week, right? I think that's what they're doing now. Once the season's over, within like a week or two, it's on Netflix, the full season. So I'll be catching up. But to me, the show has waned quite a bit. And I think bringing Batwoman in, even as a supporting character for Green Arrow, could become really interesting. Because from my understanding, the events of the season finale this season do change quite a bit the status quo of that TV show. So I know that, you know, like I said, this is not coming out until December. And I'm not sure when the new season will be coming out, but I would assume roughly around that era. Because they always cross over all the TV shows together. So I am looking forward to see what they do with Gotham, what they do with Batwoman. I hope you enjoyed the discussion. Let me know what you think. Whether you agree, do you disagree? Is there a way that they could bring her in that I didn't think about? Is there some callback stories from the comics that you would love to see them do on the TV shows? Let me know at GeekVine on Twitter. ComicTalkToday@gmail.com is the email address. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on Monday. No new episode this weekend, but Monday I'll be back with the Top of the Pile. Have a good one.